said, my name is Tammy. I'm one of Juniper's moms, and we're going to be going on a snowshoe adventure today, right?
Yeah!
So before we go, I just wanted to talk about a couple things. Most of you experienced a fall outing using your five senses, right, to experience the season of fall or autumn. Does anyone remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So we're going to kind of do the same thing today, only we're going to experience the season of winter, and we're going to use our five senses. That means we're going to look, we're going to listen, we're going to smell.
I will.
You'll be the
cool.
All right.
Who's saying that? Can you pick up anything?
All right.
Can you do that? Can you pick up anything?
So, does anyone here remember what I said this tree is called? A balsam poplar, right?
Yeah.
And these buds are going to turn, this is where the leaves are going to come out once it's springtime. But the leaves are still kind of sleeping and hiding away in these buds. And as you walk by, if you gently, and take your time, but gently just like touch them and rub them a little bit and smell it. It has a wonderful fragrance. It's the smell of spring, this balsam poplar.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Landon, can I ask you a question? Tell me how snowshoes feel on your feet.
They feel good.
Do they help in the snow?
Yes. And like when I kind of climb these up, they help me grip.
Oh, that's helpful. Good, thank you. So tell me about, your kids clearly are thriving with this kind of activity. Tell me why these are important to you and other teachers here at the ISD 166.
I think that we are so fortunate to be in such a unique geographic location, and it's really awesome that we have parental support and PTA who helped purchase the snowshoes and the equipment to have here for children to get these experiences. I think that our kids are entitled when they live in a place like this to be able to go out and experience the nature that's around them.
Getting opportunities to get out and have walks and look at things that are around us and use our five senses and use our science curriculum to help guide our walks as we go.
I said deer tracks. Deer tracks. More deer tracks! More deer tracks! Hey! That's so cool.
Brenton. Hey, Brenton, what do you see in there?
There's like a pathway for the ants.
And what made that hole in that tree?
The big woodpecker.
What do you see in there, Ruby?
I see that.
What is that?
That's piece of sawdust.
Who made that sawdust?
I think a woodpecker. Woodpecker.
I see more holes up there.
Me too.
Yeah, there's more holes all the way up.
There's so many holes on that tree.
There's really lots of holes.
But that's the most deepest.
No, Ruby, no.
Tell me why it's important to you to volunteer, be a parent volunteer, and for things like this.
Well, it's good to volunteer to get out with the kids, and you spend most of the time at work, and you come in here, get to spend time with my sons Ian and other kids, just to be one on one with them, and they, as parents, you're their mentor. They look up to you. So when you volunteer your time with the kid, they see that as like, oh, I want to go out and volunteer.
So what we're going to do next is we're going to build a fire, okay? Yay. But we'll talk about, so far we've left no clues that we've been out here except our snowshoe feet tracks, okay? And so now we're going to build a fire, and fires can sometimes be pretty big clues, but we don't want to leave any clues. So we're going to build a fire that we can take away when we're done.
So, Lynn, you're the kindergarten, one of the kindergarten teachers. And the kids are having a great time. Tell me why activities like this are important for your classroom.
It's just great to be out in nature and use all of our senses to learn. We're building on concepts that we're learning in the classroom by being out in the natural environment. And it just really brings the children into their learning so much more.
Hey, tell me what your most fun thing about today was, Kira.
Having a campfire.
Oh, fun. That's great. Do you like snowshoeing? You do? Is it hard? No? Do you like marshmallows?
Yeah.
Are you excited for marshmallows? Good. So, Shelly, you're a grandmother to one of these kindergartners.
Toby.
Why is it so important for you to get out here with the kids?
I like to meet Toby's friends, and Toby and I come out here and snowshoe all the time, so it's kind of fun to see him come out with his friends and his classmates.
And then what about outdoor activities? Why are they important for you to see your grandkids and other little kids involved in these sorts of things?
Well, we've got the wonderful woods up here, so it's nice that they use it, and it's good, it's healthy. It's something they can do their whole life, and enjoy the winter.
Hi, Callie. Did you have fun today?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what your favorite thing about today was.
Having the fire.
Having the fire? Why was that fun?
Because we get marshmallows.
Mm-hmm, that's fun. Do you like snowshoeing?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Because we get to share stuff.
That's great. Thank you, Callie. Okay, tell me your name.
Ajanae.
Ajanae, tell me your favorite thing about today.
Of seeing the tracks of animals.
What did you like about seeing the tracks of animals?
They looked like bears and deer and snakes and stuff.
Okay, what's your name?
Juniper.
Juniper, what was your favorite thing about today?
Digging the hole in the snow.
And what did you find when you dug the hole in the snow?
We found the stick, and there was an ant hole. There was an ant line, and it was like a maze, and it was like, ooh, ooh, just like that.
That sounds amazing. Thanks, Juniper.
You're welcome.
Okay, Tammy Steffley, you organized this activity. Tell me why it's important for you to get involved with the kindergarten class here at ISD 166.
I have a son who's part of the kindergarten class, and I also feel like it's my duty, and actually it's also my pleasure, to be involved in the community this way. We have a really great group of people, and the students are respectful and kind and excited, and they're sponges. And so to get them out here in an experience like this, building confidence in themselves outside the classroom, learning different skills, and even getting a better understanding of the place they live. You know, it's helping them have a sense of place, and with them understanding better where they live and their place in it, they will hopefully be better stewards, and they'll be more conscious as they grow up and walk through life. And I'm super excited to see all the smiles and hear the excited chatter, and we've got a really great group in this community. We have a really great group, and we're lucky to have the teachers that we have here. I just feel very fortunate.